need your daily fix of women's mixed martial arts? From the UFC, Invicta FC, Bellator, and ONE Championship, be in the loop, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your fix in women's MMA with Got You Covered on Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
We're back, and we just got done talking about Jermaine Duranemi and her upcoming fight and all everything that led up to her being stripped of the title. I'm going to say, before we go to the next segment, the last thing I'm going to say about this is, you know, I really respect Jermaine as a fighter and what she's accomplished in the past. And so, I'm not really trying to make her, you know, to really put any bad light on her career or anything. I just, this is one of those, this is definitely a bad spot in her career. But I do appreciate what she's accomplished in the past. So I just wanted to say that part as well.
Okay.
What's next?
Well, we, you know, haven't been on for a while, as you know, since you have not been feeling the best. So we didn't talk about UFC 213, which was the third year in a row that the main event at the UFC,
International Fight Week.
was canceled, or, you know, had to be changed at the last minute.
The third fight in a row that the main event for the UFC for International Fight Week was canceled. And last year, that ended up being John Jones versus Daniel Cormier.
But at least they found that out a couple weeks before, or, you know, several days at least before.
I mean,
the morning of.
Yes. Well, this was almost as close. This was like the day before. I mean, like 2 days before. I mean, it was close.
It was.
Because Anderson Silva came in with like a day's notice.
Right.
I forget how much time, but he was in Brazil. He went from laying on the couch, you know, sipping on a pina colada to flying to New York to fight, you know, Daniel Cormier. And, you know, that was a crazy situation. This was also equally as crazy.
Right, so they weighed in, and everything looked like it was going fine, and then Amanda Nunes pulled out. She said she due to sinusitis. Now, the doctor said she was medically clear to fight, and I can see this from a couple of different sides. Many people might think, you know, sinusitis, okay, whatever, get over it. People fight with broken hands. They fight with all kinds of things. Now, as a person who has suffered from sinus infections and had sinus surgery, the last thing I can even contemplate is getting hit in the face when I have a sinus infection. But on the fifth or sixth or seventh hand, whatever I'm on by now, I'm not a fighter. So, I'm not trained to fight through all that stuff. So there's a lot of different aspects to this. And on the 17th hand, she has to watch out for her own best interests.
That's where I'm going to jump in. I am actually happy that I wasn't on the air when this happened. Because when I first heard about this, I was not happy. I mean, I really wasn't happy. And I'm like, this is just as bad as Jermaine Duranemi. I can't believe, sinusitis isn't like a sinus infection. Especially after weigh-in, and I didn't think she looked good at the weigh-in, and I thought Shevchenko looked amazing at the weigh-in and everything leading up to it. Shevchenko was ready. I was truly disappointed in Amanda Nunes. But I wasn't on the air. And that would have been my take if we'd have been on the air. And this is one of those things, like they say, you know, if you have a thought, don't jump on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram and set your thoughts out there right away. Because as I started thinking about things, and I, you know, I started going through, and I went back and I looked at Amanda Nunes on at the weigh-in, and I remember seeing her eyes looked a little like puffy and a little red. And then I started thinking about things, and I'm like, you know what? Good for you, Amanda Nunes. I think she made the right decision, and this is the reason why. When you look around, Amanda Nunes is the bantamweight champion, women's bantamweight champion of the world. And she's fighting a woman who had taken her, to the third round in their first fight, in which the last round and a half, Shevchenko was taking it to her. There's just a little, you know, a little tweak here, a little tweak there. Shevchenko wins the first fight. So when you go in there and you start thinking about you have sinusitis, you're not at your best, but the UFC wants you to fight. And so you go in there and now you're not quite at your best. You're that little tweak differentness now. And so with sinusitis, one of the things with Amanda Nunes is the fact that stamina has been an issue. Mm-hmm. When you have a sinus issue, that's breathing. That's one of the issues where now instead of it being a 3-round fight, it's now a 5-round fight. Is it in her best interest to step in a ring with a woman that's already taken her to the limit when she's not at her best? I say no, don't do it. And this is the reason why. You don't owe the UFC anything. And what I mean by that is when Jose Aldo fought Conor McGregor, Jose Aldo was the champion for a decade. He got knocked out with a fluke knockout. He didn't get an immediate rematch. You know, when you think about Robbie Lawler, who was the ultimate bloods and guts champion, when Tyron Woodley knocked him out, he didn't get an immediate rematch. Eddie Alvarez with Conor McGregor, just go on and on and on. There's been so many champions who's gotten in the ring and they lost their title and they didn't get immediate rematch. Dominic Cruz didn't get a very close fight, but he didn't get an immediate rematch as well. So you have to, if you're the champ, you got to look out for yourself, because the UFC is not going to look out for you and give and put in a contract that you get an immediate rematch. So knowing that traditionally and in recent times, if the champ loses, he or she does not get an immediate rematch. If I'm not at my best and I've already fought a woman that can take me to the limit, I'm not stepping the ring until I'm ready to go. I'm with you, Amanda Nunes.
And, you know, Dana White's response to this was that he's not going to put this title fight at a main event again, that he doesn't feel like she deserves that after this. He said he thinks it's 90% mental and 10% physical. So she's already gotten some backlash on that. You can see that there's not a lot of support. But think of how much worse it would have been had she fought and done very poorly, you know, or even done well, but still anything could happen. Her reputation is going to be even worse with the UFC. They're not going to necessarily stand behind her as a fighter.
Well, first off, Dana White has said a lot of things in the past. That's kind of like saying that he would never have women in the UFC. And I know everyone's tired of hearing that brought up. But there's lots of things that Dana has said.
Right, and
you know,
like you, he reacted in the moment. Maybe, he may react differently now. It's not known if their next fight will be, on the main event. But
well, you know, the other thing is, another thing that everyone is beating up on, that did beat up on Amanda Nunes is, she was medically cleared. Well, if you ever see somebody's doctors, I mean, there's been cases where people have had broken bones, bad knees. And I think there was even a case once someone talked about on Twitter where a woman that was pregnant got medically cleared once. And I don't have, I'm just saying what someone said on Twitter. But I don't put it past, you know, I don't put it past an NFL doctor. I don't put it past a UFC doctor.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Doctors, a lot of times, their best interest isn't the fighter, it's the organization, it's the ability to save the event kind of comes before fighter safety. And so I don't necessarily say, oh, just because the doctor cleared her, you know, that doesn't mean, you know, and what here's a prime example. When Ferguson was supposed to fight Khabib Nurmagomedov, always have a tough time with that one. But Khabib, he was having a hard time with the weight cut, and he went to the hospital, and Dana was not happy about him going to the hospital. That Dana wanted him to see their doctors, because their doctors could have gotten him taken care of and got him cleared. But if he went to the emergency room, there was no way a doctor at the emergency room was going to clear him for that fight. Because the doctors at the emergency room is only thinking about what's best for the patient, where the UFC doctors are about the UFC and what's best. Is this person able to put on a fight? It's not, is this person able to put on a fight at their peak best, or to really perform at a level that they're accustomed to? It's about, can this fight go on to save this, you know, this is a main event card as well, to save this event. That's the reason why Amanda Nunes made the right decision. I know it's not popular to say that, but I'm on your side.
So, segueing a little bit from the medically cleared,
I am on my soapbox, by the way, here.
Well, you know, you're feeling tall today, so you're up on your soapbox. I need a bigger soapbox because I'm much shorter than you.
Yes, you are.
So, segueing from the medically cleared stuff to... it's not a smooth segue, I'll just put that out there. But one thing I found very interesting is who knocked on Dana White's door that morning to say she was willing to fight day of.
Okay. I'm going fangirl over here a little bit. It is, you know, and I can't believe I got on my soapbox so much that I didn't bring this up. You know, and a lot of everybody knows, but Joanna Jędrzejczyk decided that she was open to fighting Amanda Nunes. She was going to fight at 135.
She said she could make weight. She was ready. Let's do it.
The woman is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I would have been against her doing this, but she was warming up. Everything. The only thing that stopped this fight was the athletic commission. That's the only thing that stopped this fight from happening. It was going to happen. Now, here's the funny thing. Even though I already know that they have fought before, and that's in Muay Thai, it was never on the radar as far as a fight that could happen. Now, you're talking about a super fight. I'm going to give you my Christmas list, and at the top of my Christmas list now...
Your Christmas in July list?
Christmas in July. At the top of my Christmas list, do you know what that is now?
Do you want to see this fight?
What do you think is at the top of my Christmas list?
That's what I'm saying, that you want to see this Jacek Shevchenko fight?
No, Cyborg and OJ.
And we've circled back around.
No. Yes, this fight. If Shevchenko was to win...
I was just going to get you socks, by the way.
If Shevchenko was going to win and she wins the bantamweight title, you could see those two fighting at the flyweight catchweight, because Shevchenko is a small bantamweight and really should be fighting at the flyweight level. Joanna is a big strawweight and should be fighting at the strawweight. These two fighters could be both champions in those two divisions and fighting at their natural weight at flyweight, and that would be a fantastic fight.
Well, from your lips to not God's ears in this case, but to the matchmaker's ears.
Yeah, that would it's a fight that's now on the radar because of the fact that Joanna was going to take it on less than a day's notice. She was ready to go. And that would not have disappointed.
I'm going to say something that is, I don't mean it to be condescending at all. I just think Joanna is adorable. And I mean that in the nicest possible way, because she could totally kick my patootie. I mean, from here to Kansas.
Okay, wait.
But
I'm jumping in.
Most down-to-earth person on the...
On this podcast, you just used in one sentence, adorable and patootie.
I know, because I was trying to keep it clean and not say, another word for my rear end.
All right, well, I'm going to say this. Joanna Jacek is bad ass.
Okay, see there. And she will kick my ass. But what I mean by adorable is that she just seems like a nice, down-to-earth person who's doing what she loves and willing to do whatever she needs to continue doing what she loves.
The woman eats, sleeps, mixed martial arts. She's training all the time. She is super focused. I'm so impressed by her. She's about to, one fight, is it this fight or the next fight, about to pass Ronda Rousey for...
She just tied, so it's...
So the next fight, that's even better. You put, if Shevchenko was to win, Shevchenko versus... it wouldn't work because she would have to defend her title. I was going to say, and that would just be an amazing situation, if Shevchenko versus Joanna for Joanna's title. But the woman is amazing. Like I said, she eats, sleeps, drinks, mixed martial arts and training. She's just amazing. I would have loved to have seen that one.
And we could talk about Joanna all day because, she is amazing and we think she's fabulous. But we were talking about the original fight, which was Amanda Nunes and Valentina Shevchenko, which has been rescheduled. So it is
We got sidetracked on that one, too.
Totally
I didn't
got
yes.
sidetracked, so I'm just circling us back around again.
I remember we're going to talk about
that. It's a circular podcast today. We're just going around and around. So they are now scheduled to fight, and I want to make sure I get this right. UFC 215 is when they're next scheduled to fight.
So it's the next pay-per-view event after the Jon Jones Cormier fight.
Yes.
Cyborg versus Tanya Evinger fight. So the very next pay-per-view. Do you know what's the date on that one again?
I'm looking. Hold on. I thought I had it in my head, and now I don't see it. Keep talking.
It doesn't matter. We can... I mean, that's easy.
You talk a little bit about what you think. Is it going to be a different fight now because they've had this gap? Is it going to affect how that fight's going to look?
I'm telling you, when this first came about, I thought, okay, the first fight, I didn't really give Shevchenko a chance. And I remember being on my seat just, like, screaming, like, oh, my God, this woman is coming back. She's about to win. Holy crap. At the end of the fight, I'm like, if this was a championship fight, she would have won that fight. But Amanda Nunes ended up winning. This time on the rematch, originally I was leaning toward Amanda Nunes winning. But after when I saw Shevchenko the week of the fight, and, you know, they had the media day and she was sparring and things, the woman looks good. The woman is ready to go. I thought Amanda Nunes would be a little too big, a little too strong. But after seeing her, my opinion changed to, I'm going to say this. I know Amanda Nunes has worked a lot on her stamina, but if this fight goes beyond two rounds, because and I'm going to say that there's a lot of fighters, when you get in the ring with Amanda Nunes, you better figure out by hook or by crook how the heck you're going to get out of those first two rounds. But if this fight goes beyond two rounds, I'm taking Shevchenko.
Yes. I agree.
And that's kind of hedging my bets, because that's saying if it doesn't go beyond two rounds, I'm right. taking Nunes.
Right. And to go back to the date. So I said earlier that Duranemi and Renault was in Edmonton, but that's there the week before in Rotterdam, UFC Rotterdam. UFC 215 is September 9th in Edmonton.
Okay.
So I correct my mistake.
The mistake has been corrected. All right. So is there anything else on this topic that you wanted to take? And give me, and I want to know who you're going to take in this. You know, one, same question. Does the date, the fact that this fight, if you, the first time, which was the second time when they were supposed to fight during International Fight Week, who were you taking? And then now that it's rescheduled, who are you taking and why?
Well, I agree with you that if it does go past two rounds, you know, I think Amanda Nunes... This does give her more time, though, to work on her stamina. So, you know, that could be an advantage. I do feel a little bad for Shevchenko because, you know, she said she was ready. She was ready for this fight. She'd been training, and now she's, you know, you get this delay. That can mess with your head a little bit.
Well, not only that.
Or it can make her more determined, but...
What I worry about with Shevchenko is this. I thought Shevchenko was at her personal best. This is the best I'd ever seen her fight. And I've seen practically every fight of hers.
Ever seen her fight or ever seen her look? Because you didn't see her fight.
I've seen every single fight of hers that she's had.
Right.
And I saw her sparring this time.
Okay, thank you.
Or not necessarily sparring, but she was, you know, she did the whole warm-up thing for media day. And she was hitting the pads and she looked amazing.
Okay.
And you look at her body and you can tell she's in really good shape. And it's like she peaked at the right time. Pushing this fight back a month?
2 months.
2 months. And Shevchenko said she's, you know, she's not going to stop training. She's going to keep training. Well, there is a thing called overtraining. And that's the worry that I have. She had peaked right at the right time for the fight. I would have liked to see her, and I hope she did this, but she said she wasn't going to do this. I would have, with it being 2 months until the fight, I would have liked to see her take a week or two off, just rest the body up, and then get back to training.
Of course, at the time, we didn't know when the next fight would be scheduled, so
right.
We don't know how that affected her decision-making for resting, not resting.
Yeah, I would have just taken immediately, you know, right after this, I would have just taken some time off and rested the body. I think that's the thing that I'm most worried about for Shevchenko is overtraining.
Okay. Well, shall we take our second commercial break and come back and talk about some more stuff?
I think I'm willing to do that.
All right. So when we come back, we are going to be talking a little bit about Invicta FC 24.
All right. That sounds good. Anything else?
I'm sure there is, but I don't want to give too much away.
Excellent. We'll be back.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Women's Mixed Martial Arts Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.